Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Can we start it like, are you recording?
Yeah, I'm recording. Okay.
Can we start it like just casual? Like, this wine tastes really good.
Super casual.
<Let's> talk.
Hey, everybody. We are back for another Bread and Wine. And this is the first time we are going to do a live because... Yeah, I know. It's weird. Last time I tried to record it from one computer to the other computer, and then it wasn't syncing well, and I did not know what I was syncing. So.
What are you syncing about?
What are you syncing about? So we're going to just try to do it live. And yeah, if you have any comments, say some stuff, and then maybe we can respond. That's kind of neat with it live, right?
That is cool.
Yeah. Or we'll probably be talking and drinking. Maybe
forget
that you're there, but maybe we'll remember.
Full disclosure, I've had a very rough day. So yeah. If I'm not my usual cheery self, you know, it's not always like...
It's not always bread and wine.
And bread and wine, yeah. Today is going to be a little more whiny.
But I'm a slave driver, so that's why she's here. She's like, dude, seriously. I'm like, yeah, it's podcast life. And she's like, dude, seriously.
Yeah. So,
anyway,
let's get into it.
All right.
Here's the
rock
timer.
And roll. Oh, yeah. Timer. We always forget that.
Here's my topic for today.
Yes.
Magic timer. Something that did come up earlier today. Mm-hmm. And it's something that's come up a lot in our relationship. And surprise, surprise, we differ on it. I want to talk to you about footing the bill. And what our backgrounds how our backgrounds have trained us to feel about footing the bill.
Yeah.
And how we differ in opinion and how we handle those
Sounds
situations.
Good. Sounds good. I am down.
There are so many aspects to this. So the way that I think I'll introduce it is our first date. You knew this was coming, right?
Yeah.
Our first date where, we had gone out with each other before that with our friend Aaron, but we were always like in a group setting. And truthfully, I don't even remember how we settled the bills in those situations. But our very first date together was a situation where we went out to dinner. And it was just the two of us, very romantic. The bill came. I said, would you like to split the bill? Like, it's nice to offer. And you said,
sure.
And I was like, okay. So I'm sure we'll get some, there will be some couples who probably say, oh, there's nothing wrong with that, that's very normal. To me, it wasn't. It was like, oh, you're courteous to offer, but the gentleman would not accept your offer.
Sure.
Here we are 11, 10 years later, and we're still married, so obviously it wasn't a deal breaker.
Yeah.
But we had conversations about it.
We sure did.
Okay. So what went through your mind when I brought it up? When I brought it up as a point of contention and I was like, hey, remember when you said, yes, let's split the bill on our very first date?
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts about that now?
Well, 10 years, 12 years, however many years later, I know that that's very important to you. So since then, I have changed my tune quite a bit because I do like, paying for the bill for a group of people or for my date, you being the date. Now that we're married, obviously our money's our money. But yeah, since then, changed my tune a bit. But back then, I grew up in a household of progressive females, and I didn't want to, you know, offend as well, because there's an opportunity to offend if somebody wants to contribute and you say, no, I've got it. It's me. I'm the male. I'll take care of it. So there could be an opportunity for offense there. And I obviously, it was our first date. I grew up with two proud women, and I, and then maybe they would be both listening to this right now and saying, dude, you should have picked up the bill.
I know. That's so interesting.
I'd be interested to hear what Wendy would say, my sister.
Me too.
And she could say, yeah, that's nice. Yeah, we're progressive females, but you should have picked up the bill, pal.
I know.
And I don't know. Like, I think I was
a call-in.
It's not that I was like, yay, I'm getting away with $50, you know, here. Right. I don't know. I think that you offered, and normally I didn't get any offers, I think, from the dates that I had been on before. And normally, yeah, that was it kind of threw me back a little bit. I didn't know what to do.
Interesting. Okay, so at the time, you didn't, it just didn't seem odd to you. You were just like, oh, she offered, she must be interested in paying half of the bill.
Sure. I mean, and also, I'll be honest with you, like, I wasn't making that much money, and we were both working at the time. We were both working individuals.
So you saw us as equals.
Yeah.
Not as
a damsel in distress that needed food.
And a chivalrous man.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's say now today we weren't married and we just started dating in our current situations, job situations, whatever. Do you think that you would pay? Okay. Here's a better question.
Yeah.
Let's say I passed away, right? Because this is less of a like.
Yeah, I'm redating now in 2021.
Okay.
Okay.
So, let's say I pass away. You're now out on a date with someone, and they're like, and you're on a first date. And they're like, would you like to split the bill? What would you do now?
I would. If they said, would you like to split the bill? No, I would really like to take care of it. And then if they push back and said, you know what, I would really like for us to split it, then I would split it.
Okay. So you'd give it
I'd push one. I wouldn't. You could talk about your culture a little bit too, if you want, but I wouldn't push more than once. Cause that's my awkward spot. And I know in your culture, you pushing once isn't enough. It's 3, 4, 5 times, 6, 7 times, however many times until you get your way.
Right.
And I still to this day feel uncomfortable with that.
Right. I've had to coach you on that.
Yes.
Right. Like, no, Andy, just because they say no one time doesn't mean you put your wallet away.
Now, but would you admit that that is a cultural thing that is cultural to you, and not everybody in all society needs to adhere to that?
Yes, but it is not just my culture.
Because, oh, I know. Yeah.
Oddly enough, when we go out, or in the past, when we've gone out with your sister and her husband, David and Wendy, David and you are like two Chaldean guys going at it. Like, I mean, it's like a trickery. It's a magician's like guess of who slipped the credit card to the waitress or the waiter. So, and he's not Chaldean and you're not Chaldean.
Sure.
And it's weird because I almost feel like I got a little bit fight with David than you do with my family, who I've asked you to be more aggressive with.
Well, I think I got a little bit more of that aggressiveness from being around your culture, being around your expectations of what dinner might be. So I think I escalated that a bit more since we got together.
Right. Okay. But I don't know if you're as aggressive or as.
You're right. I probably more aggressive with David
about the bill.
Well, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because it's not a battle I'm used to. And so when I'm doing it in your culture, it's like, I'm going to lose this battle. They're going to.
You're intimidated.
Out intimidate me of doing it back and forth until I give up. And I probably will, because I don't feel as comfortable.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit then about what we've heard from David and Wendy.
Sure.
About
their experience.
Sure. Footing the bill with their friends, mm-hmm. because it's charming when you and David do it because you're on the same level, but they've had an experience where it was a negative thing.
Their friends might be listening to this too, so we should be careful.
Well, I don't think it's like a bad argument to have. I think it was like, it's expectations and gestures, the way that I mean something. Mm-hmm. Or intend something to come across, could be taken in the complete opposite
way. Sure, sure.
I could say, Andy, your hair looks really good today. And I mean it as a compliment, but you could take that as my hair must have looked terrible yesterday. Mm,
yeah.
And you could take that as like a, oh, well, that wasn't a that was a backhanded compliment.
Sure.
But I don't think that it was intended that way, right? And same as the situation that we're talking about, with your brother-in-law, mm-hmm. I don't think that he intended to have any sort of backlash on like trying to be generous, but it was taken that way. Yeah. Right. And it's just interesting how it all unravels. So the example that we're talking about is, David had paid the bill. And the friends accepted it probably unknowingly or unwillingly, but you know, it's a gracious thing and you accept it, but then it may have been hard for them to reciprocate the next time. Cause it's a lot easier to pay half of the bill mm-hmm. than it is to like have to pay the whole thing. And then, you know, and then it becomes like, well, we have to reciprocate. Well, that means that we're going to have to
$300 bill.
Yeah. Okay, well, we kind of can't do that this month. So then it's like, well, let's not invite them to dinner because we can't reciprocate.
Right, yeah.
So it's interesting that it could put you in a predicament.
Right.
By just trying to be generous could make other people feel uncomfortable.
And that's I think that's very cultural. Like I'll go out with my guy friends or my buddy and his wife and you. And then my buddy and I are like, yeah, we're splitting the bill. You know, no big deal. And it's not a fight.
Right.
And it's just something we've done since we were in high school together, because that's just how we've done it. But if we were to have that same dinner with another couple that is from a different culture, it would be like, all right, who's going to battle to go find the waiter first?
Right.
You know, and do the tricks. I mean, I've learned the tricks.
And it
go to the bathroom right away. As soon as you get there, find the waiter, slip him the credit card. So then there's no debate.
And there's hey, money being thrown across the table.
Don't let my father-in-law really pay, you know, like we do with my father-in-law. And yeah, it's just a different situation. And I'm not saying it's just your culture. There's plenty of cultures that do it like that. Just like
Italian,
there's plenty of like,
culture,
you know.
Any Middle Eastern culture.
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
You know, kind of trained to do that.
Sure.
But it is interesting how the message can be taken different ways.
Yeah.
So like you could pay, let's say we go out with 10 of my cousins.
Yeah.
And then you pay the bill.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So is that, wow, that's so generous of him. Or is that, well, who does this white guy think he is?
Right. Exactly.
Like as if we can't, you know, provide.
Yeah.
So is it a,
it's it a tough. Positive? I'll tell you what it makes me feel like, not going out to dinner.
Right.
Like, man, does getting a pizza and just sitting at home sound great compared to all that drama.
All of the drama. You're right.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, like, I always get nervous. I'm like, am I going to have to? Okay. If I have to pay, that's cool. I can plan for it. I'm a nerd out and budget for it. But are they going to get mad at me if I try to do it? Is it a compliment? Is it not a compliment? Am I going to offend somebody? It's like, by the time I'm getting food in my stomach, it's all ground up anyway with nerves. I'm like, I can't even enjoy this food. And then I just get drunk at dinner because I'm like, this is too confusing.
So how does it make you feel going out to dinner with, like, let's say my brother or my stepdad, Pete, and they foot the bill? Do you feel weird about it? What goes through your head?
I think it depends on the occasion. Like if, and a lot of it, I guess if we're talking manners or culture or whatever, anything, I think a lot of it has to do with, did I invite you? Did I invite you to this party? Almost like, did you come over to my house? And if you came over to my house, I like potlucks or whatever, that's all nice. But like, if you come over to my house, I'm going to feed you. You're going to have drinks. You're going to have, you know, whatever, everything. And I'm not going to expect you to be like, hey, can I give you $50 for the party or whatever? It's like, no, I invited you. So almost the same thing with dinner. You could make that assumption.
Okay.
But now I'm kind of cycling back because somebody's got to invite somebody to dinner, you know?
Well, what if it's just like a get together for Christmas?
Yeah.
Or, you know, what if it's, I don't know. What if it's just, hey, we haven't gotten together in 3 months and we need to have like a little get together. So let's go out to dinner. And nobody invites anybody. It's just,
well, I'll tell you what my buddy Dan and I do.
Okay.
We volley back and forth.
Okay.
And we grab the bill. We grab the whole thing. And then we just like, remember like, oh, you got it last time. Oh, I got it last time. So it's not splitting the bill down the middle. It's kind of the same thing, but there's no two cards and, okay, I got, how much tip do I put on this one?
Right.
And it's, he grabs it and then I grab it.
Do you know what I miss? We only did this a few times. This was when I had a group of friends in California and we used to go watch the Michigan State or Pistons games all together. We all lived in California, but we were all from Michigan. So we'd like get together for all the Michigan sport games. And a few times we did the credit card roulette.
Ooh, yeah.
So you all put in your credit cards and then the host or hostess or whoever, you know, waiter, waitress.
Oh, they pick it.
Picks it. And that way nobody's, you know, nobody's footing the bill because they've, you know, think that they're the coolest and can do it. And nobody else has to feel bad. The only bad thing that came out of that was our poor buddy, Jovan, ended up, I feel like he ended up getting picked two or three times in a row. Then after that, we like didn't do it anymore.
Yeah.
And it was like, poor guy got so hosed.
That's the problem with roulette,
but
right?
That's roulette, yeah. I guess. But if you, you know, if it's like a guy dinner or girl dinner and you're doing like, you know, once a month or something, it's the same group every time. That could be a fun way to do it.
It could be. It could be.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, I jump back to the original question that you had about dinner when we were dating and stuff like that. And like, I think about the card roulette or all these types of things. I also just didn't have a lot of money back then. I think I had a lot of debt. I was in school. I was making like $30,000 a year. I was traveling back and forth to come see you. My house was underwater. Like it was valued at like $100,000 and I owed $180,000. And so I think I was financially conscious as well.
Yeah.
And so my equal of my same age that had a job were making more than me was like, hey,
yeah,
you want to split the bill? I was kind of like, yeah, sure. You know?
Well, luckily, you were so generous with the first Christmas gift. The very first time we met in November and then we decided, you know, to go out close to Christmas and we were going to get each other gifts. And I got you like a $20 Snuggie because it was like a funny inside joke.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, what can I get this guy? You know, I just met him. I really like him. So I went for the, you know, hey, this is heartfelt, cheeky, you know, $20 gift. And then you got me like this lavish, like $300, like DVD, portable DVD player that I could watch on the airplane when I came to visit you.
Yeah.
And then you were coming to visit me all the time and, you know, buying plane tickets. So I knew that you were, you know, you were willing to throw some money at our relationship. So I think that's what, like, you know,
the important stuff
kept me holding on that I'm like, all right, well, we split the bill, but I'm pretty sure he's
kind of
still
a cheapskate at dinner, but he got me a nice gift and he comes out to see me a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it all,
I'll take that.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it's definitely been like an interesting difference for us.
And I don't know if we have a resolution either of all of these years.
Well, I think we talk about, because we talk about our finances together now, we talk about when we're going to go out to dinner and hey, does it make sense for us to foot the bill this time? And if it does, we put the money aside and we just give the credit card to the waiter so that we don't have this awkward exchange.
We did that for Christmas. That was cool.
You know, the bill time.
We had a lot of money that was set aside for a really cool holiday dinner with our family and we paid for the whole thing. That was cool.
Right. But then there's situations like today, which is why I thought of this, this topic, where like, we go out with someone, with my friend Lisa.
Can I explain how it all went down? Because you weren't around there.
Yeah.
So we went tubing and there's like a really nice sledding hill near our house. It's like tubing on a sled hill. It was cool, but you got to pay for the tickets. So Nicole, gracious, bought some tickets for our family as well as another family. We went, we had a lot of fun.
And she offered to pay for her tickets. And I'm like, absolutely not.
Right. Because we went to that point, we invited you. Exactly.
Yeah. There you go. I'm not taking a dime. Yeah. So don't be silly.
And then when we went to the cabin thing afterward where they're serving food and s'mores and all that good stuff, I went in right away with my Chaldean hat on. And I ordered hot chocolates and I ordered s'mores and I'm like, who wants a sandwich? And I'm ready to pay for the whole thing. I got my credit card and Lisa comes up and says, hey, I want to pay for the hot chocolates. And I said, no, I've got it. I'm happy to pay for it. And she goes, no, I really want to pay for the hot chocolates. And she handed me a $20 bill. And so to my point earlier, one time is enough for me before I offend somebody. I feel like. I don't want her.
And just be like, okay, what would you guys do?
Yeah.
Would you accept $20?
Yeah.
Would you throw it back at her? Would you put up a fight? Would you put up a fight more than once?
Yeah.
Like, I really want to know.
Well, we can ask people that, and that's what we'll ask them. What would you do in that situation? Would you say, no, I've got it, like after a second and a third time, and like the money that she physically put in your hand, you'd like throw at her or put it in her pocket or whatever. I made a joke about it. I tried to put it in her son's pocket, like, ha ha ha. And she goes, he doesn't need it, you know, and then put it back in my hand. And it's like, how many times back and forth are we going to go before I offend her?
Uncomfortable.
Because she's, I don't want to offend her. She's a hard working woman. She's got a great job and she's got money that she wants to pay for a treat for her family. Am I going to push it on her so much that I don't want to offend her?
I don't know. I don't think that she'll, I don't know if she would tell me the real answer. Like,
well, maybe we could see what other people's opinions are.
Cause to me it's cringy. It's like,
I have kept pushing? What do you think?
Well, it sounds like you did a pretty good job.
I can only do it once or twice. Victor, what does Victor say here?
I can't see him. Victor says,
like you did it, say no thank you once, and the second time, say if you insist and take it.
Ah, interesting.
It might be a cultural thing. Victor, I'd love to know your culture too, but there's different cultures that say, insist 4, 5, 6 times over until you get your way.
I think what I would have done.
And that makes me feel uncomfortable.
I know. It is. It is uncomfortable. But I guess I'm just immune to that uncomfortable. Yeah. Like, I would have taken it and I would have shoved it in her back pocket and like stuck it in there.
And then I would think I'm offending her.
But yeah,
I'm not going to tap your friend on the butt.
You can't do that.
Yeah, she's your buddy, so it's different. Well, anyway, I think we've gone way over our time. Let's do some takeaways.
Okay.
And then I would love to encourage people to let me know what they think. Mm. So what takeaways do you have from this?
One takeaway.
I mean, first of all, very good at bringing up another awkward conversation where we have disagreements here.
Bread and wine and awkwardness.
Awkward wine.
Yeah. Well, I think like the biggest key takeaway is that there's not a right answer. And that everyone's gonna be different.
Yeah.
And that it's a very confusing situation, but that like you guys, like as a couple, you could talk about it beforehand and make a plan for each situation.
Yeah, I think that's really important, especially if you have different cultural differences too. And if that's an important thing for the other party, like in the beginning, like she was making a lot of deal about this. And I'm like, this sounds like a thing I need to be paying attention to. And so I started to quickly pay attention to that and make it a big deal in my life. And actually, my second takeaway is that as you embrace some of the differences, they can be pretty cool. You know, I feel pride in being able to foot the bill or pay for the bill for a group of people. That feels great. And I'm sure, you know, even though there's some pushing on the other side and maybe some awkwardness, at the end of the day, they're probably like, that was actually cool. We didn't have to pay for dinner, you know, even though you might feel a little awkward. So embrace the cultural differences, I think, and find out what else is there. So you got another one?
No.
I like three, so I'm going to come up with one randomly. Three, I think we did this a couple weeks ago, but it's cool to do expensive, nice things. One is if you can't do it, don't feel any shame around that. I don't want to feel shame if I don't have the money to do something extra for people, extra gift, whether it's a gift or buying a dinner or whatever. If you don't have the money, that's okay. Like, be honest with people. And I know money taboos are difficult to talk about. Be honest. That's my thought. I know that's a difficult thing to do, to talk about money with a lot of people, but I think it's important to be who you are and be honest with who you are and your current state.
All right.
I would love to hear what you guys have to think. I'm sure Nicole would too. You guys have been fantastic with sending us feedback on social media, on Instagram, and now we're posting stuff on YouTube. This is interesting, doing the live. I hope you guys like this. Yeah, so please provide some comments below on what you think. Victor, thank you very much. Victor says he's Hispanic, so technically you should say no 100 times, but it feels good for others, so let them feel good about pitching, and that's great. And I think that's a good point, Victor. Different cultures, Hispanic, and Nicole is Chaldean, which is Iraqi Catholic, so it's a Middle Eastern culture. And there's a lot of you know, differences in a lot of these cultures, and it's interesting to think about. So thank you for sharing that, Victor. But anyway, yeah, share some in the comments, everybody. Social media, Andy Hill, MKM, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and a voicemail would be great too. MarriageKidsAndMoney.com/voicemail. Shout out to David for giving us all sorts of good feedback, man. We're really appreciating you checking out the show. Thank you very much. And also keeping me honest and letting make sure that Nicole stays as the creative director of the show. We want to make sure David's happy. So everybody, thank you so much for doing this. Nicole, I think you're empty. What do you think?
I am.
Well, cheers, baby.
Cheers. Thanks, everyone.